The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Let's get back to work. It's a Monday. I got Dominic, I got BK, I got Evan screening the calls lightly, and we're going to get there next at 844-967-2789. But some exciting news in the aftermath of the U.S. senatorial debate. We'll play you some sound. We'll get your reaction to the debate, at least if you watched it. Or, you know, you can tell us who you like. But we've got some sound of U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. If we could, let's play it for the people. Going to play cut number 21. Bernie Sanders says we need stand-up candidates.
This is an existential threat to humanity. And what this election must be about is whether or not we're going to vote for candidates who are prepared to stand up for working people, stand up for the planet.
And as part of that statement, Bernie Sanders has endorsed U.S. senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes. And you know Bernie's my boy, man. Mandela has always been a friend of this show, but we got lots of friends in this candidate field. But this is big as far as I'm concerned. I just got this text. Hi, Michael. This is Elena with Friends of Bernie Sanders. I'm excited to share that Bernie has endorsed Mandela Barnes for Senate as the son of a public school teacher, a UAW assembly line worker. Mandela knows the struggles of the working class and will bring that experience to the Senate. Will you join Bernie in supporting him in the upcoming election? Maybe.
A little bit more here from that as well, Crudy. From The Hill, Sanders' move comes after Our Revolution, a Sanders-aligned progressive group, endorsed Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson in the race in April. Nelson also served as a Sanders delegate during the 2020 presidential campaign. Nelson released a statement on Monday touting his own work to push the Sanders agenda. From Nelson, quote, no one has done more to advance the cause of workers against the billionaire class at Bernie Sanders and then Bernie Sanders and push for Medicare for All, a Green New Deal, and opposing dirty fossil fuel pipeline like Line 5, Nelson said. I'm proud to be the only Wisconsin campaign that's been leading the way on these issues and will continue to do so. Barnes said he was honored to have Sanders' endorsement. His quote, the truth is we have more in common with each other than we do with pro-outsourcing, anti-jobs, anti-childcare multimillionaire like Ron Johnson. And together, we're going to flip this seat and fight for Wisconsin's family farmers, small businesses, unions, and working families to have the fair shot they deserve. And finally, Crudy The Hill notes that Sanders is the latest senator to endorse Barnes in the race. The lieutenant governor also has the support of Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker, who was just in town. Booker campaigned with Warren on Friday while Warren has hit
trail.
With
Booker
Barnes,
came to town and
with Barnes on Friday.
My bad.
And Warren hit the trail with him recently. Also, Barnes has the support of House Majority Whip James Clyburn. So some big hitters in the Barnes camp.
And
at this
AOC
point.
Was a recent endorsement as well. I mean, I'm not a huge endorsement guy, but that's kind of a who's who of progressives, right? That's murderer's row. Warren. And Bernie, my guys, Bernie, AOC, Cory Booker. I mean, that's good company. 844-967-2789. Pizza Box Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I sure hope they're right with that endorsement. But I watched it. To be honest, I think Olicar and I would say Tom Nelson were probably the two that I lined up with most. And again, you know, hey, listen, I wouldn't go to work for Hillary when they offered me a job, but I did vote for her. But if you didn't vote, and now you're asking other people to vote, I actually think that's kind of big.
You're talking about the Godlewski either oversight, and some have speculated, and I don't know the clarity on the point, but some have said there was questions about her eligibility to vote.
Yeah, I noticed she didn't say that she voted, so apparently she didn't. I think they probably know each other better than we do, correct? And she's kind of from the inside track. She's from the Beltway, and Tom's actually, you know, from the progressive side. But it's going to be tough to get past those endorsements. And whomever wins, I'm voting for him, right?
Yeah,
I've never stayed home.
Yeah.
And I think they all would be actually, you know, pretty good candidates. I really do. So.
But Pizza Box, don't you think?
The main thing is, yeah, go ahead.
I think Mandela is carrying, enthusiasm, carrying big endorsements, a fairly substantial war chest. And I think until something changes, and nothing substantial has changed. Godlewski, I thought, had a good debate. I thought Tom Nelson held his own. I thought Olakar is a great newcomer on the scene, but he's not going to win the nomination. But ultimately, Mandela walked out of there, and not only did he not get knocked off the King of the Mountain status, he walked out and got Bernie Sanders' endorsement the next day.
Yeah, it's big. You know, people have been right before and people have been wrong before. I'm not saying that, you know, I disagree with their endorsement, but I'm not ready to say that, you know. I mean, the one thing, I wouldn't compare yourself too much to, like, the working class. I know some of those tax problems were for trying to have two homes at the same time. So, to me, that's not a lower income issue. And I was really upset with the questioning. Yeah, they were stupid questions. How does it affect your families? How does it affect you?
Inflation.
Those are setup questions. Yeah, that's just nonsense. I think people should challenge the people that are asking the questions. But I mean, I'm looking at these tools. And I've been watching these tools on there, you know, getting paid, whatever, by Sinclair, by whatever network, to steer away from the best decisions for the people. And I'm getting damn tired of it.
Michael, how has inflation affected your lifestyle?
Well, less for me because, you know, I'm on disability. I live at my mom's house, right? I guess I drive a Prius, so the gas thing didn't piss me off as much as everybody else. And I was kind of laughing because, oh, you guys want to drive 80 when you drive by me, but you're whining about your gas.
Well, here's an issue raised by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. The price of beer, sir, up 9.1%. Now we got a problem.
Doesn't affect me, and marijuana hasn't gone up in years, man.
It depends where you're buying it from, man. Illinois, it might be legal, but it ain't cheap.
No Illinois for me, man. You just got to, you know, there's local stuff going around. Man, I can't talk about that.
Guy. We won't talk about that on the radio, Pizza Box.
Any supports other? Your local vendors, of course. Thanks
political
for the call,
thoughts,
Pizza Box.
Well, I think it's going to be ugly. I'm not looking forward to this. And Bernie Sanders calling out Joe Manchin for intentionally destroying the presidency is spot on, man. They all need to go after him.
But that's kind of ugly, right? But that's not Wisconsin nice. When Bernie Sanders calls out a fellow senator, and we think it's merited. So I don't know what kind of ugly what's your definition of ugly, man? What, one candidate says, hey, you didn't vote in the last election? I mean, that's not ugly. Saying your mama's ugly, that's starting getting ugly.
Hey, look, I'm as ugly as Bernie Sanders. You know that. I'm Wisconsin ugly.
You're beautiful, Mike, inside and out.
The only one, sorry, Mike. The only kids that I've ever insulted for the homeliness of the parents, of course, are Matt and Alex.
Terrible.
844-967-2789. We've got some Bernie sound. We're going to save that for hour two. But let's get to some of the U.S. senatorial debate sound from last night. Wasn't on the radio, my understanding. But anyways, Godlewski, let's start with Sarah Godlewski. Cut number two, if we could, please. The question, how do you help the American consumer? She says, well, let's forego the gas tax. Cut two.
My first initiative is to make sure that we suspend the federal gas tax.
I don't agree with that advocacy, but at least it's a plan.
Let's drill down on that just a moment. I mean, if that were to happen, of course, that's a big if. You know, how does that exactly flow through? How do you know that the oil companies aren't just going to, you know,
raise the price of gas?
Right, to cover it. You know?
I don't like waiving the gas tax because, of course, you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul. All you're doing is you're failing to fund the highway projects that eventually.
No. I mean, if you're running deficits, it doesn't really matter which pile of you're deficiting. If it's all told going to be a deficit one way or the other, you're borrowing money from here, you're borrowing money over there. If you're running a shortfall, you're running a shortfall. Man, you can decide what box.
Well,
it comes
here
out
in the state
of
Wisconsin, we do cash accounting, Dom. So as long as I got this $1 in my wallet, I ain't broke. Let's keep going. Mandela Barnes, a similar question. He turned it on the oil companies and their profiteering. Cut three.
We have to hold the oil, gas companies, and also pharmaceutical companies accountable for using inflation as a smokescreen to continue to jack up prices.
Yes. Yeah. Greedy corporations. Tom Nelson pointed out, I'm the only guy with a national industrial strategy. Cut four, please.
Under one roof, we need to have tax policy, trade policy, get rid of NAFTA, get rid of CAFTA, things that have hollowed out manufacturing.
Yes, that only happens if you win the U.S. Senate with a sufficient enough margin that you can set aside the filibuster. Alex Lazary, the Young Bucks executive on leave, cut five, please.
The best thing we can do is make sure that we're raising wages and building more things here in America.
That's how you help the American consumer. He pivoted immediately and talked about the Bucks experience with the Fiserv Forum, the fact that the minimum wage there is $15 per hour. Now, here's the newcomer, at least to consideration for many of you, Stephen Olakara. He talked about supply chain woes. Cut six, please.
Supporting the president to use the Defense Production Act to help open up and ease the supply chain bottlenecks.
Yes, he also pointed out that he had worked in a legislative capacity, and Olakara felt like he was best prepared to move legislation, actually know how to govern. Now, of course, they all think that. Now, here is the debate turning to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Mandela Barnes is first sequentially, so we'll go there first. But Godlewski, probably the most fire in her belly on this topic. Cut seven, please. Mandela Barnes.
We have to explore every possible option to make sure that women get the reproductive health care that they need and deserve.
Now, Sarah Godlewski has been quite clear. She sees this is a Democratic problem because we didn't codify Roe. Here she was on the debate stage last night. Cut eight.
Where were you guys talking about reproductive rights at a UW forum when they asked you what your priorities were in the U.S. Senate? You know, I wasn't the only one talking about reproductive rights because for me, this is not an afterthought.
Well, Sarah Godlewski is the only female in the field. And if Roe v. Wade is your issue, Godlewski certainly came off as strongest on that topic.
Well, no, as understandably so. She was the only candidate up on that stage who had less rights today than she did a month ago.
I think she's the only one that had a child that she bore, although I understand men can get pregnant. More from the debate last night. Mandela Barnes, this topic is gun safety. Here is the lieutenant governor. Cut nine, please.
So we need to make sure that every child in every zip code has a fair shot at success, because that's not the reality right now.
Lastly, 9A, if you would, public safety plan.
The first approach was to make sure that the police have the resources they need for training to stop and solve crimes and to make sure that we're rebuilding trust in communities.
And Godlewski on an assault weapons ban, 9B.
I do not believe we should have weapons of war in our community.
And I think that's the end of the Godlewski sound. I think we picked up cut 40 as well, right? Moved it. So that is a flavor of what happened. I think that Godlewski was the most combative. I felt like the best impression, or at least the impression I have, is Mandela Barnes is still your front runner. And he picked up a huge endorsement, huge. Bernie Sanders endorsed Mandela Barnes' candidacy overnight or earlier today. So that's a pretty big feather to put in his hat. And unless the trajectory changes, well, he's going to be your nominee. Doesn't mean it can't. Just means nothing changed the trajectory last night. And if anything, Mandela had a big victory today with the endorsement. Any final thoughts, Tom? We could move on or we could stay here?
I think that about says it. We'll have to see what happens. A town hall coming up in August. And that will be really the last time, I think, that all the candidates, at least four this time, Olakara will not be there, will be able to see them go at each other.
Unless I get very ambitious and put something together for the radio. We'll see. No promises. More Devil's Advocates will come back. You can join us, 844-967-2789.
Just leave me alone.
Mike, that's a very good question.
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.
This guy is a racist.
This isn't very nice, is it?
Congratulations for staying awake all day.
I so love this country.
You're wrong.